commune. And that's what we do. Communing is sharing your innermost thoughts and feelings. And that's what we're going to be doing here. Now, you can commune with different things. You can commune with nature. Sometimes you go out in nature and you go out in the woods and you walk down the path and you kind of feel the crunch underneath your feet and you start feeling that connection. And what you have to do when you commune with nature is you have to empty your mind, you know, because there's a little control freak mind that we all have. And that's the mind, that's the brain that has to pay the bills and figure out what we're having for dinner tonight and do all this stuff. But you got to quiet that voice down and you have to get in touch with your breath. I'm a living organism on this planet. And I'm breathing the oxygen and it's innervating all my cells. And you have to get in touch with your heartbeat, which that just that faint little thump going on. And as you do that and your mind quiets and your all the activity and all the ego and all the id kind of quiets down, you're able to commune with nature. You're able to notice the breeze and how it feels on your skin. And you're able to notice the melody of birds that you ordinarily wouldn't notice. But you notice it now because you're communing. You're sharing yourself. You're becoming one. We're getting deep here, people. You know, you're becoming one with nature. And you're realizing that, you know, that we're made of the same molecules, the same stuff that the trees and the oxygen and the dirt and everything's made of. And that's a real connection to make. So you can commune with nature. You can commune with other people. What a special, special thing it is when you find somebody in this life that you can share your most inner, most intimate thoughts and feelings with. And hopefully you're married to that person. Because when you've got somebody like that in your life, there is nothing that can replace it. And you're communing with that person. But you know what we're trying to do right now is we're trying to commune with God. So we've got to take that voice, that ego voice, that control freak voice, and put it aside. And you get the chance now to express your most intimate, most detailed thoughts to God. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, that's right, I said it. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, it tells us that the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. And, you know, I don't think we really think that many times. I think we think it's not very obvious, but it's very obvious. We are sinners. We have sin in our lives. And I don't care if you've been sitting in church buildings for 40 years. We still have sin in our lives. This is the time to share that with God. To say, God, you know, I'm trying as hard as I know how. But man, I've still got these issues. And you're going to be dealing with these issues right here that are so obvious. You're going to be dealing with those when you're in the nursing home at 75, 85 years old, just tooling around. Because it's a part of our DNA. It's a part of our character. It's a part of who we are. And so we've got to learn to not allow it to be something that we never talk about, because it's obvious. It's not something that's really secretive. If you want to know what your problems are, just ask your wife. Ask your husband and be ready for the answer. It's very obvious to them what you need to work on. But that's what we need to do right now as we commune with God. You can commune with others later. You can commune with nature later. But right now, we're communing with God. He says, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. This passage comes with a warning. You know, there are things that come with a warning. Cigarettes. If you buy a package of cigarettes, it comes with a warning. It's got a little skull and crossbones on it. Hey, the Surgeon General says that if you smoke these things, they can give you cancer. Now, you can still smoke them if you want to, but there's a warning involved. on your car, you have all sorts of little signs all over your car. You probably don't even notice them anymore. But it's like, if you don't operate this vehicle properly, it could harm you and other people. Legos come with a warning. Don't give these to small children. They'll choke on them. Legos, toys. This passage comes with a warning. Listen to what he's saying here. And this is the time where you break it down in your life and you commune with God. You acknowledge to God. Now, it's hard to do because we're heavily defended. Each one of us, our personalities, our psyches, just everything about us, we are heavily defended, heavily armored. What you have to do is willingly, you know, dismantle the nuclear warheads. All right, our defense budget is strong. You have to take it down and allow God to convict you, allow God to help you understand this is who you are. And when you do that, then you can start making some headway in your knowledge and in your communing with God. You have to acknowledge who you are, but then also you get to acknowledge who God is. Because God is loving. And God is able to see past our sins and our weaknesses. God is forgiving. God is loving. God is accepting. And I want to close out with one passage here, and then after that we will we'll take the communion. Psalm 103, verse 10. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from him. Let's commune. Think about who you are. Think about how obvious it is. But then also, and mostly focus in on who God is. And really appreciate what he's done for us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for right now to be able to commune with you. To be able to commune with one another. To be able to open our hearts. To be able to get rid of all the external and the superficial and the day-to-day. And just to sink into our relationship with you, Father, to really lean on you and realize that as we take this bread and as we take this wine, this is not a religious ceremony we're going through, a tradition of the church. This is us opening our hearts and expressing to you with complete honesty, because we can afford to do that. Nobody else is listening. We can tell you exactly who we are, and we can rest in exactly who you are. We thank you so much for this bread and for this wine that represents the body and the blood of Jesus. Without him, we have nothing, we are nothing, and can do nothing. Thanks so much for Jesus. Pray in his name. Amen.